The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
We've been talking a lot about this gentleman and his team this morning from the San Diego Seals. Defenseman Kyle Hartzell joins us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Kyle, welcome to the program. Great to have you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We didn't make you get up any earlier than you normally do, did we?
No, you did not. I had a 6 a.m. workout, so I was up at 5, so I've been up for a while.
All right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your career here this year in San Diego. I know you've been playing professionally now since 2009. You started out, I believe, up there in San Jose, and you had a good run in Washington and Philadelphia. And then after New England in 2015, it looked like maybe you took a little time off, but you're back at it right now. Talk about how you ended up here. Could you sign kind of late in the season?
Yeah, I signed about midway through the season. I was supposed to join the team at the beginning of the year. Had some issues moving out. I was moving out west, so I couldn't fully commit to it. But, I got a call from Brody Merrill, Pat Merrill, who I respect very much. And they kind of made it really easy for me to join the team. And I'm glad I did, because I missed indoor. And, now we're playing for a home playoff game next Monday. So it's exciting to be back.
Okay, tell me a little bit about you played with New England in 2015, and is this the first time you back playing professionally since New England in 2015?
So I played for the Philadelphia Wings my last season, and then my rights actually moved over to New England, so I actually never played a game with New England. So my last game I played was with the Philadelphia Wings, and then New England obtained my rights. But, yeah, this is my first year back. Since I've been playing back in, I don't know when that was, I think 2013 with the Wings. So, yeah.
Okay, tell me, what have you been doing? You a stockbroker? What have you been doing since then?
No, I'm full-time lacrosse. So this past summer I was playing with the men's national team. We won a gold medal this past summer. I'm a full-time lacrosse guy. The new lacrosse league, the PLL, coming up, I work full-time for that. That's why I'm out here in Los Angeles. And, it makes it easy driving down to San Diego for the Seals home games. And pretty much, like, I get a home game when we play at home. So, I'm full-time lacrosse. I work in the office here in L.A. for the Premier Lacrosse League. And then I drive down there on the weekends to play for the Seals. So.
Well, you played in 10 games so far. You're a defenseman. The Seals have had a great run. Have you been a little surprised on the attendance out there for a new franchise, how well they've brought people through the gates?
Not really, no. And because of why I say that is, with our ownership group that we have, Joe Tsai and, Stephen Govett leading the charge there. And, I've known them. I've known Stephen. He's been in the league for a very long time. He knows how to put butts in the seats. So, and then Joe Tsai, obviously, big name in the sport, and with those guys leading the charge, I was not surprised, seeing the fan base that we have down there in San Diego.
We're visiting with Kyle Hartzell, a veteran defenseman with the San Diego Seals. They've got their first playoff game coming up this Monday at the Pechanga Arena against the Calgary Roughnecks. How tough was it for you to come in, you know, in the middle of the season, and all of a sudden you show up, you got this big resume, and to fit in with your team right away?
It was actually kind of hard because just not playing indoor for a while. Indoor is a different game than outdoor. I didn't grow up playing that sport. You know, I played obviously for the past few years and then took a break from it. And then the first game back, they wanted me to play in Toronto. I think Toronto was the best team in the league at the time, so I was just thrown right in the lines then. But, it took me a couple shifts to get going. But after that, it was kind of, you know, getting back to just fundamentals and doing what our coaches preach. And, we have such a great group back there on the defensive end. You know, they made it really easy for me to just come right on in, and they acted like I've been there the whole entire year. So it's a really testament to those guys that are in the locker room and the good group. We have a really special group there. So, from day one in that locker room in Toronto, I felt right at home. So we just got a really good group of guys, and we're really looking forward to getting back together this weekend.
You know, Kyle, I look at the playoff structure, and I know in a lot of these leagues there's a variety of reasons why the playoffs are a single game elimination. A lot of it has to do with travel and lodging and, incurring a lot of big costs. But, in rounds one and two of the National Indoor Lacrosse League, they're going to be single elimination. And, the ball doesn't bounce your way on that given night. You go home for the summer. How do you look at single elimination?
Look at single elimination, right? It's you lose and you go home. So the season's over if we lose. We're heading into this weekend prepared, ready to roll. This is a team that we've played three times now and have beaten two out of the three times. We match up very well with them, I think. And our coaches are going to have us ready to roll come Monday. You definitely come in with a little bit more sense of urgency, and there's less room for mistakes, right? The team that makes the least mistakes, you're the team that comes out on top. So we're just focused on us and what we need to do to seal up a win there. We got our game plan, and we're going to stick to that and just worry about ourselves heading into Monday night.
Kyle, they always talk about in games, whether, it doesn't matter what game, basketball, hockey, baseball, football especially, they talk about home field advantage. How about in lacrosse? Is the home field advantage really big, do you feel, in lacrosse?
Oh, yeah, I think it's huge. I know we have a bunch of guys living out in San Diego, and we have quite a bit of travel from the East Coast, but, for myself, getting in a car and driving an hour and 50 minutes south is huge, just because you have to go on an airplane, security checkpoint, sit on that airplane, fly over, deal with all that. So I know some of our guys are traveling, but a lot of our guys are based out there in San Diego. And then our home crowd, right? Our home crowd is really loud in that arena, and they really get us going and give us energy. So I think it's huge in any sport that you play. It doesn't matter. That home crowd, that home base is definitely a huge advantage.
Kyle Hartzell, the San Diego Seals, our guest here on 97.3, our SDCCU fan hotline. Again, they play Monday night, this coming Monday night, May 6th, Western Division semifinal against the Calgary Roughnecks. I want to ask you about youth, because lacrosse has really taken off nationally, but right here in San Diego, Southern California, it's huge right now, not only with the boys, but with the girls as well. Could you talk a little bit about when you got involved? Did you play other sports and you transitioned to lacrosse? How'd you go about getting involved?
Yeah, I was a big soccer player growing up, and then I didn't start playing lacrosse till my freshman year of high school, so I was actually a late bloomer getting into the sport. I was really behind the eight ball joining the sport, but I knew I wanted to play it in college, so I worked hard every day at it to get to that level. The youth level, it's exploding. It's been the fastest-growing sport every year in our country, and even on the women's side, it actually is growing at a more rapid rate than the boys. It's huge, especially out in San Diego, California. And you can just see by the kids that come out to our games how excited they are to be around us, and all the SEALs guys that live out there that are doing these youth clinics, getting in the communities, getting sticks in hands of these kids that may have never played before. I get messages all the time about that stuff because that's kind of like my full-time job. I travel the country teaching kids pretty much in every state. That's all I do. So it's really rewarding to see kids come out and how happy they are and how much fun they have playing this sport, because I really do think it's one of the best sports, if not the best sport, you know, in the United States that kids can get, you know, engaged in and play. It's a, you know, fast moving sport, a lot of action, hitting, fast paced. You know, they say it's the quickest game on 2 feet, and I believe that. And kids really love it. So kids really love the sport, and it's good to see the growth out in San Diego. Every weekend we go down there, you know, we get new fans coming. This is my first game, or wherever that may be, and they had such a good experience, and they come back again. So it's good to see that.
Well, for the fans out there, when you go to the game Monday night and cheer on the Seals in their playoff game against the Calgary Roughnecks, make sure you yell for number 11. That'll be Kyle Hartzell. Kyle, thanks so much for the time. Good luck, and let's bring home a championship to San Diego.
No problem. We'll get it done.
Take care, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
There you go, Kyle Hartzell from the San Diego Seals again Monday night. And Big Jeff's going out there to take a look at the Seals. He's been out there a few times, as he talked about earlier. Jeff went through kind of a mini training camp out there with the Seals prior to their first game. And again, Kyle was joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. By the way, you can nominate SDCCU, the best credit union, in the Union Tribune's readers poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.